what we've got is we've got people who had to go early. They had no choice but to try and rebuild their homes because of the deterioration ongoing. They had no choice. They had no choice but to face into these costs. And what we're asking for is a recognition of that, that, you know, like the way that the cap is being assessed, and obviously there's been a lot of, you know, reporting in the press with regard to a revision of 10% of the cap, which is the maximum that they can revise it under the current legislation. But, I mean, we've seen way over 10% in that time, and effectively people have already paid those costs. So we're asking for that to be aligned with what, you know, and there's retrospective payment to be made to people who had no choice other than to have to pay these costs because of the state of their homes. And we've still got that ongoing. You know, we've got people going through the scheme right now that are being faced with costs way beyond where the cap was originally set. I mean, we don't agree with the cap, full stop. That's another story. But if there is going to be a revision, it absolutely must take into account that people have already paid these costs who have gone through the scheme already.
Lisa, do you feel the fact that a number of parties and people that have been affected by this crisis in one way or another have come together to put this call out, that will hopefully result in a desired outcome?
It's a campaign-wide call. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm part of MAG, but this is a campaign-wide call from all elements of the campaign, 100% Paddy Diver, Regis Focus Groups, Roisin Gallagher, Michael Doherty. You know, this goes across the board, because like this is going to, like, we're all in agreement on this. It is an entirely reasonable ask. The money that would have to be contributed to actually realign these costs and actually make sure that people who have had to go forward or are paying these costs right now on bills are not out of pocket. That is a small amount in a scheme which is estimated to be billions. So put it in perspective, it's not a lot in terms of the entirety of what the scheme will cost. But to those individuals, it is hugely meaningful. And we're just asking that all elected reps recognize this issue.